Fellas. What's going on, fellas? How we doing? I'm Austin Abbott. Welcome back to Fade Consensus Podcast. I hope everybody's doing well. What's going on? Today, we're going to talk about round three of my Dynasty rookie draft. Yesterday we covered round two. I'm going to run through rounds one and two real quick for y'all, just to give you guys a quick recap. We had Najee Harris first overall, Kyle Pitts second, Ja'Marr Chase, Jalen Waddle, Travis Etienne, Devonta Smith, Javonte Williams, Rashad Bateman. That was picks 1 through 8. Round two was Rondell Moore, Terrence Marshall, Elijah Moore, Trey Sermon, Michael Carter, Kadarius Toney, Amon-Ra St. Brown, and Pat Freiermuth. Round three, that's where we begin today on today's June 8th, that's when I'm recording this, June 8th, like almost 7 p.m., and then gonna post this tomorrow morning, so it'll be June 9th when y'all hear it. The following day, we're gonna do round four, but let's kick it off. We're gonna start out with the 3.01, so this is 17th overall, and we play an 8-team PPR 1 QB Dynasty League, right? 3.01 was wide receiver Amari Rodgers out of Clemson. Yeah, so Amari Rodgers, right, straight out of Clemson, had a very weak freshman year. Sophomore year kind of put himself on the map. 55 receptions, almost 600 yards, 4 touchdowns. Junior year took a dip, and then his senior year, he really, I wouldn't say like truly broke out, but like he had a very solid senior year, right? 77 receptions, 1,020 yards, and 7 touchdowns. Yeah, this kid can play though, no doubt. So he was always on my radar, right? Amari Rodgers was on my radar out of Clemson, but he wasn't someone that I was head over heels for, right? So his draft cap, third round, 85th overall, is you know, not ideal, but not the worst, right? He's still a day two, right? Day two, we like day two. We like day one and day two. But it is what it is. So I love that he's, and I say paired up with Aaron Rodgers. I know it's not official, right? Because we don't know what Aaron Rodgers' future holds. But if Rodgers does stay, man, oh boy, this could be something. And I do like the landing spot because there's no dominant number two, right, over in Green Bay. You got Marquez Valdes-Scantling. He's nothing special. He's going to have a few games every year where he pops off. That's about it. You got Alan Lazard, who's, I don't even want to call him relevant, right? And then Aaron Jones is going to catch plenty of balls as well. But and then, you know, of course, the arguably the dynasty wide receiver one, you know, Davante Adams, he's going to get his. But after Davante Adams, man, like, it's pretty open, which I like. So I like the landing spot, right? And Clemson, you know, they produce a ton of good wideouts. You never know, man. This kid could hit. This kid could absolutely hit, especially if Devontae got injured or something. Like, he could step right in and be the one, you know. So, yeah, not a bad pick at 301. Let's move on to 3.02, Trevor Lawrence. This is a one-quarterback league, of course, right? So that's why he fell. Trevor Lawrence is probably one of the best just pure value picks in this entire draft. I thought he shouldn't have fallen. Look, it's one quarterback league. So, yeah, quarterbacks fall. But, like, I don't think he should have fallen to 18th overall. That just, for the first pick in the entire NFL draft, right? This kid is probably a top five NFL prospect, you know, all time. Quarterback prospect, right? Trevor Lawrence was that good out of college. I don't know, man. I think this is really, really good value, right? For the 3.02, walking away with Trevor Lawrence. Let's move on. I don't want to waste a whole lot of time on Trevor Lawrence because he's just Trevor Lawrence. Like, everybody and their mother knows everything about Trevor Lawrence. He's got some pretty good hair, and he's pretty good at throwing the football. Next up, 3.03. Next up is Dyami Brown, straight out of North Carolina, landing in Washington. This is the third round, 82nd overall pick, Dyami Brown, that we're talking about. So here's a kid that struggled as a true freshman, didn't do a whole lot, which, you know, it's fine. Like whenever a wideout breaks out as a true freshman, you know, that's something to really monitor. That's something to really, really look into, and something that you should be thrilled about. But it wasn't the case here, right? His sophomore year, however, he really had a very, very good season with 51 catches, 1,034 yards, 12 touchdowns, followed up by a little bit better of a senior year, 55 catches, 1,099 yards and 8 touchdowns. So a little less touchdowns, but, you know, more receptions, more yards. This kid can play. This kid can absolutely play. But I'll tell you what, I look at Diami Brown as like a possession type of wide receiver, right? I don't look at him as, you know, like a true alpha, of course. And like draft cap speaks as well. But he's got good size. Like, I'm not saying, like, I don't expect him to ever be a true alpha, but I do expect him to be a little bit better than most people think. He's 6'1", 190. Like, that's not bad, man. Something to watch out for. But, you know, you got Terry there. You got Curtis Samuel, unfortunately, who just I don't think is very good. I actually think he's quite overrated. But at the end of the day, Ryan Fitzpatrick is not going to be able to support three wide receivers. Frankly, I don't even think he's going to be able to support two wide receivers. And plus, you got J.D. McKissic catching. Oh, what did J.D. McKissic have? Like 109 targets last year. It was like something disgusting. Like he had one more target than Mike Evans. But J.D. McKissic and Antonio Gibson are probably going to get theirs as well. I like Diami Brown as a deep dynasty stash. That's it. Right. I don't expect much out of him this year. I don't mind the pick. Right. He's a decent dart throw. Like, I like his size. I don't hate the landing spot. It's just, you know, it's probably not going to work out very well for redraft this year, right? He's not going to be someone that I'll be looking into taking, right? Next up, 4.04 is Nico Collins. This is one of my favorite sleepers in the entire draft. 6'4", 215, third round, right? 89th overall. So he is a day two pick, right? Which is something that I'm 100% okay with. And he lands in Houston. I understand Houston is one of the worst teams in the NFL, maybe the worst. But with that being said, they have nobody at wideout, right? Will Fuller's gone. The only relevant and like quote-unquote relevant player they have is Brandon Cooks, or wide receiver, I should say, right? And look, who knows what's going to happen with Deshaun Watson? Your guess is as good as mine. I don't know. Yeah, like, I don't know what's going to happen with Deshaun Watson. I'll tell you what, though, man. Nico Collins, his junior year, right, he had 729 yards, 37 catches, 7 touchdowns. Look, like, that was his best year, and I understand the production isn't there. His freshman and sophomore year, you know, were even worse. I understand the production wasn't there. Why would you like this kid? Well, I'll tell you exactly why. It's draft cap, landing spot, and his measurables. Okay, those are three big boxes to check. And he has, I shouldn't even say, like your team, look, landing spot is overrated. It always is. Talent always trumps landing spot, right? That is always going to be a fact. But in this case, you know, I think this just, it benefits him even more. Good landing spot, good size, 6'4", and I like the draft cap. This is, again, all these players are deep dart throws, right? We're not talking about guys that are like, you know, top tier players, early first round. So when I say that I like this guy, I mean, I like him for a dart throw. I don't expect him to be like a top tier wide receiver ever. But if he does, you know, this is, if there was someone to break out, this is likely one of the players who I could see a path to doing so. Okay. We're going to move on over to 4.05. We're going to talk about Tutu Atwell. Tutu Atwell is and this blew my mind. Like, I think this is one of the worst picks ever for not only the NFL draft, but for the rookie draft as well. Tutu Atwell just, wait, first off, his first name is Chitarius. So that probably tells you everything you need to know, right? Chitarius Atwell, 5'9", 155 pounds. I'm heavier than this kid. Like, this kid is a literal shrimp. I'm taller and heavier than this kid. I'm just all around bigger. Like, I don't know what this kid's doing in the NFL, but he doesn't belong there. And the fact that the Rams reach round 2 is crazy, man. Like, get this straight. Chitarius Atwell was literally drafted earlier than DK Metcalf. Okay, let that sink in. He lands in the Rams. I don't get it. The Rams are just like, look, man, we don't really need a third wide receiver. Because that's what he's going to be at best there, right? You got Kupp, and then you got Robert Woods. And I don't know, man. I think this is a complete waste of a pick. He doesn't have the size. Yeah, he's a speedster. Okay, you got that. Everybody knows that, right? they also got DeSean Jackson. He's also a speedster. And I understand DeSean Jackson's like 1,300 years old, but like, dude, let's be real. What is this kid ever going to do for you? He's not going to get a lot of, and he's not going to get a high snap percentage, okay? And I understand they invested the high draft cap, which is probably the only thing that this kid has going for him, right? Because his measurables suck. His production in college was very bizarre, right? He had a bad freshman year. His sophomore year, 69 catches, 1,272 yards, 11 touchdowns. Like, that's a very good year. And then his senior year was just, I understand it was COVID as well, right? But he dropped down to 46 catches, only 625 yards, 7 touchdowns. You know, like, I'll tell you what, if he was able to go into the NFL a year earlier, it would be a different story because, you know, you just look at what have you done for me lately, right? And he was so much more appealing a year ago today. But I didn't think much of him a year ago today. But I don't know, man. Get your weight up, son. I don't think this kid's ever going to do anything. And yeah, Tutu Atwell, irrelevant. Is it too early to say that? Because that's what I think. We're going to move on to 3.06 is Justin Fields. This is a great value pick, and I just love this pick. I think Justin Fields is going to be so good. He was my quarterback 2 coming out, only behind Lawrence, right? And I probably still have him as my QB 2. I think this kid could be very, very valuable in Dynasty and even redraft, man. Like, why not? With, you know, the fact that he's a dual threat. I don't think Chicago's a bad landing spot. Like, Matt Nagy sucks and Ryan Pace suck. Okay, you got that. But I like David Montgomery a lot. You know, Allen Robinson's a good player. Their defense is fine. Like they can, Chicago can make this work. They should get Allen Robinson, another stud wide receiver. I get Darnell Mooney, but like, Darnell Mooney's Darnell Mooney. Okay, he could be better, Darnell Mooney, but I want to see it, man. I just want to see it. I want to see him do it his second year. He's just not there yet, right? But I do like Darnell Mooney. Justin Fields, man. He's a good pick, 3.06. It's one quarterback league, like I said, so that's why these quarterbacks are falling so late. He's probably going to ride the bench for this kid's roster. Oh, wait, this GM, I should say. This GM just lost, or maybe lost, Deshaun Watson, so who knows? So this pick makes a lot of sense, but yeah, Justin Fields, love the pick. 3.07, this is funny, Trey Lance went the very next pick, right? So I was wondering how these two quarterbacks were going to fall, and like, everything that I just said about Justin Fields, like, a lot of it applies to Trey Lance right now. You got a dual threat quarterback who's likely going to start early his rookie year, at least he should, man. San Fran traded 3 first-round picks for this kid. You don't trade 3 first-round picks to go sit someone, right? You just don't do that. But I don't know. San Fran also hasn't won a ring in like 20-something years. What is it, 19? I don't even know. It's been so long. But where was I? Trey Lance. Yeah, Trey Lance might hurt George Kittle's value just a little bit, but I kind of have George Kittle ranked very, very similar, right? Because I never thought much of Jimmy Graham. And when George Kittle broke out, it was like with nobody at quarterback. Like, wasn't it like Nick Mullins or something? I don't know. It was like Nick Mullins and whoever else they had back there. It was horrible. But Trey Lance is going to be a guy he's probably going to be better for fantasy purposes than real NFL purposes, right? That's what I think. But I really like this pick at 3.07, right? You know, anytime you can get a great quarterback as a late third-round pick, you should do it, man. Like I completely support it. I absolutely do. Let's move on to the final pick, 3.08, is Tylan Wallace. So this pick might be damn close to just as relevant as Tutu Atwell, right? So this is probably the next worst pick in the draft. Tylan Wallace was good at Oklahoma State. Like he had the numbers. He absolutely did. But the problem is he lands in Baltimore. Like that right there, that B word that I just said, Baltimore, that's it. Like, that's all you need to know. Forget it. Because I don't even like Rashad Bateman for redraft purposes. Tylan Wallace, a super deep dynasty stash, sure. But guess what? he's probably not going to start for you or help you when, you know, that's just the reality, man. It's going to take years because Lamar's there. Lamar doesn't throw for a ton of yards. And even if he does, like, guess what? He's still going to run a ton himself. And the volume's just not going to be there, man. Like, you got to be super, super efficient if you're going to succeed in Baltimore as a wide receiver. You have to, one, be unbelievably efficient like A.J. Brown was. And two, you have to find the end zone like crazy because you're not going to do very well in PPR, right? You're not going to get a lot of passes. You're not going to get a lot of receptions. It's just not going to happen. So you better make the most of every single target you get from Lamar, right? Tylan Wallace, 5'11", 194, fourth round, 131st overall. Draft cap isn't really there. Not the worst. Like, look, draft cap wasn't great. Okay, I'll say that. I love his size. Great measurables. Oklahoma State. His rookie year, his freshman year in college didn't do much. Sophomore year, he went absolutely crazy. 86 receptions, almost 1,500 yards, 12 touchdowns. That's nuts. He just balled out, right? That's exactly what you want to see breaking out very, very early. And then his third year, his junior year, 53 catches, 900 yards, 8 touchdowns. He also missed 4 games, so that's a big part of why he dipped, right? He was banged up. And then his senior year, he had 59 catches, 922 yards, 6 touchdowns, right? Which is respectable. It was a good year, COVID year, so he did miss a few games extra. I only played 10. So, again, a solid senior year. But with all that being said, the landing spot, and look, guys, I know earlier in the pod I said that landing spot should not dictate what you think of a player. This is literally the only case scenario where I will go against what I said, right? Landing in Baltimore, man, is just like, it's the kiss of death. It is the worst thing, okay? So, look, if you want to take Tylan Wallace as a deep dynasty stash, go for it. Just don't expect much, you know, initially. You know, it's going to take years and years. So, yeah, Tylan Wallace, man, I wish you literally landed anywhere else. And same with Rashad Bateman. But, oh well, man, somebody had to bite the bullet. It's unfortunate. Fellas, I gotta wrap this up. This was a quick episode. I just want to talk about round 3 tomorrow. We're gonna discuss round 4. And round 4, there's a few players that I liked. But yeah, man, I appreciate y'all for listening. Remember, this is Fade Consensus Podcast, and I'm Austin Abbott. Thank you, guys. Peace.